listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. An Adelaide family of four missing in rural New South Wales has been found alive and well. They hadn't been seen since Sunday morning after arriving from Queensland when they drove down a badly damaged road and lost contact. They're now being transferred to hospital for assessment. Tributes continue to flow in for Aussie icon Olivia Newton-John, who passed away aged 73. Her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been decorated with flowers. Network 10 Entertainment editor Angela Bishop has told the ABC her legacy will live on.
Both Olivia Newton-John's songs and then her journey with breast cancer are touch points, especially for women, as you say, but for fans regardless around the world.
Acting Prime Minister Richard Marles admits aged care workers do deserve better pay. Their work is considering increasing wages for those in the sector, with Canberra putting forward a submission.
We want to see a meaningful wage increase for those who are working in aged care. These are people who are looking after our most loved ones. And we ask these people to do a really significant job. And the truth is they don't get paid very well for it.
Briefly, Australia will send an additional $10 million in aid to Indonesia to help tackle their foot and mouth disease outbreak, and a golden run for Australia has come to an end, topping the medal tally for the eighth time in nine Commonwealth Games. We finished with 178 medals, 67 of those gold.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.